All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host today, and we have Mr. Chris Blackwell in the studio. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the migration of blues up the Mississippi River from the Delta. Of course, they stopped in Memphis first because Memphis is the nearest big city. Yeah, there's a lot of studios. Is Stax Records from Memphis too?
I don't know. I know about Phillips and Son. I don't know where Stax was. I want to think they were further up north.
I'm pretty sure they might have been St. Louis. I'm pretty sure they were in Memphis. I mean, that's more of the later stuff. Then there's West Memphis, Arkansas, too. Ike Turner used to record a lot in Memphis, and unfortunately, Ike Turner is not known much for his musical prowess anymore.
but
he was a very influential, guy in the early blues and a very talented musician.
Yep, he's a good arranger.
Yeah, he kind of messed it up there toward the end.
Yes, did.
We won't go too deep into that. Nope. But anyway, we're going to listen to some more songs about Memphis here. Caledonia. You know,
Caledonia.
Why is your big head so hard? I don't understand that song. And I didn't know B.B. King even recorded it, but I figure if B.B. King did it really good, let's give that one a shot here. Caledonia for Mr. B.B. King.
Thank you. all night.
All right. There you go. Caledonia from Mr. B.B. King. Oh, Caledonia, what made your big head so hard?
That's right.
That was the second song. That's from Memphis right there. And you were talking in the break right there about the clubs these guys played in. Juke joints.
Yeah, any place they could find and get away with it and keep the law away from them long enough to dance all night and drink till the sun comes up.
I don't know. Yeah, they probably would like the law be around sometimes. I heard them things got pretty rough.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's a book that my sister gave me about a place in central South Carolina that used to get all the big blues people come through, and then, man, there's some bad stories coming out of there.
Well, you think about how B.B. King got the name for his guitar, Lucille. He was playing in a club in Arkansas, and the club was so bad, he had a burn barrel in the middle of it. It was cold.
Yep.
Of course, no central heat. And two guys got to fighting and knocked the burn barrel over, and the club caught fire. Well, he ran out, but he had to run back in and get his guitar. And they were fighting over a girl named Lucille.
Oh, that's right. I'd forgotten about that story. Yeah.
So, you know, you think about B.B. King, you know, the tuxedo, playing these real exclusive nightclubs in Chicago. He played the joints in Memphis back in the day.
Yep, yep.
He got his hands dirty.
Yeah.
He got his feet muddy. Yep. But, you know, they think about it now. You're going up to Mississippi. I know we're going kind of fast here, but then there's St. Louis. Now, people don't think a lot about the St. Louis for blues music. But, you know, their hockey team is called the St. Louis Blues.
That's right.
And one guy comes into mind, St. Louis, who really made his bones in St. Louis, was Albert King.
Oh, yes, Albert King.
You know, every time we talk about it, we always got to go back to one of the three kings. Yep. We did two of them already here today, you know. But I think about St. Louis, it just doesn't register me as a blues town. But I started doing some research here, and I heard about these guys. Let's see, Big George Brock. And who's the other guy? Mr. Benny Smith. Benny Smith, they call him the patriarch of the St. Louis Blues.
The Big Daddy.
The Big Daddy. And matter of fact, he's so famous. Let's see, was it October 5th is Benny Smith Day.
Wow.
And he's so famous, now it's also September 2nd.
So get covered on both ends.
You're pretty good if you have 2 days in the city. There you go. But he's the patriarch of the St. Louis Blues. He's born in St. Louis. And I started digging into it, and there's a lot more into the St. Louis Blues than you think. We could actually do a whole show on it. I have to do some research. And one thing I told you earlier is, like, I've been doing these shows now, probably 10 or 12 of them. I thought I knew a lot about the blues until I started to research. And it's like, my goodness.
Same here. And then you start digging. Find out you can dig really deep.
That's right. And then Big George Brock, he was a Mississippi guy, moved to St. Louis, operated a bunch of nightclubs. His claim to fame is knocking out Sonny Liston in an exhibition match.
Man, that's a bad man right there.
Now, that's the man that you want to be the bouncer in your club. I bet nobody started no crap in his club.
That's right. I'm just going to say, he can own it and be the bouncer at the same time.
Oh, I said a word I wasn't supposed to say. But I'm sure John will help us out with that one. But, I bet nobody started any trouble in his club. And he had a band. What was it called? Big George and the House Rockers. And he played with the Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf back in the day. And when Albert King was a young man, he was a lead guitar player in his band. So, you know, it's like every time you turn one page into the history of something.
It's overlapping,
you know. Yeah. So Albert King, all that. But I'll tell you what, let's give a listen to, listen to Wish Me Well for Mr. Benny Smith.
Baby, I'm gonna pray.
darling, but we can't be together no more.
All right, I was Wish Me Well for Mr. Benny Smith. When I was researching about the St. Louis Blues, I was told if you want to know what St. Louis Blues sounds like, listen to Benny Smith. Pretty distinctive shuffle going on there.
That was. A little shuffle, a little drag there.
Yeah. You talk about the juke joints, you were talking about those guys didn't sit around and watch you play music back then.
Oh, no, they hit that dance floor, man.
What was it, the drag step they called that dance?
Yeah, something. They had all kind of stuff that... The stomps and drags and taps and all that stuff. So.
You know, just knowing what we know now, wouldn't you like just kind of go back in time?
Oh, Lord, yes.
Go down the street of St. Louis, say, like, what, 1956?
Oh, yes.
And, like, here's a blues club with Benny Smith.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Watch you out. Let's listen to one more we got from St. Louis. Let's listen to Big George Brock. Oh, what song is this here? All Night Long.
All Night Long.
Walked all night long. When a man did my baby wrong, I walked all night long. Look at when a man did my baby wrong. Well, when I find my little girl, I'm sure gonna take her home. Gonna be trouble. Find a man getting my baby wrong. It's gonna be trouble. I find a man getting my baby wrong. I'm on a leaving lane now and take my little girl
take my baby home. All right, there you go. More music from St. Louis. There was Big George Brock All Night Long. All right, we're talking about going up the Mississippi River. Well, from St. Louis to Chicago, went up the Mississippi River. I think that's Interstate 57 now, I believe. I can't remember. It's 57 or 55.
All right.
But anyway, we got some more coming from St. Louis. No, well, not St. Louis. Chicago. Chicago's next, and that's right. That's where the blues really hit good.
Yep.
But don't go away. We got plenty more to go right here on Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio 97.7.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,